弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们今天能够来的弟兄姊妹，我们都感谢主。
First, since we thank the Lord that we can be here today.
就特别是有房子的人嘛。
Especially for those who have houses.
再或者你们车子停在外面就不容易开的。
Or those of you who have cars parked on the outside.
然后我们会发现呢，能够来聚会呢，是靠着主的恩典。
We realize that we can be here today as by the grace of God.
所以明尼苏达有这个多了一个拦阻，就是天气。
In Minnesota, we have another hindrance, it's the weather.
然后另外一方面，如果有些时候是我们没办法控制这个情况。不能聚会。
Sometimes we cannot control the situation and we can't come together.
所以当神能够安排情况，我们能够来的话，那是他的恩典。
When God arranges circumstances that we can be here today, it is His grace.
那有的时候是我们可以控制，但是我们需要有意志。
Sometimes we can control the situation, but we need to have the will.
然后。也有强的意志来聚会，也要靠着主的恩典。
Even though we have a strong will to come together, we have to come by the grace of God.
好，所以感谢主，我们今天聚在这边。
So we thank the Lord we gather here today.
我们再次看一下那个马可福音十二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12.
马可福音十二章三十节。
Mark 12:30.
马可福音十二章三十节，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
Mark 12:30, and you shall love the Lord your God, the Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
所以我这次是最后第三次，就是最后一次要专注在这个题目上面。
This is the last time, the third time I'm going to concentrate on this topic.
就这个尽性，我们尽我们的魂呢，来爱我们的神。
That we love our God with all our soul.
所以其实我第一次要提这个主题的时候呢，我本来计划一次就讲完了。
And at first I intend to finish it in one message.
当后来当准备的时候，觉得讲不完，所以。想说要两次。
When I was preparing, I thought I can't finish. I'll make it into two times.
后来发现还是因为是魂的里面有心思、意志、情感了，所以最后还是分了三次。
Because in our soul, that's our mind, our will, and our emotions. So I broke it into three parts.
那原本我最重的负担呢是在心思跟意志方面。
And at first, you know, my burden was on mind and will.
但是我想说，因为我们还有一个情感，所以我就在主面前求主给我负担，能够把这个讲完。
And because we also have emotions, so I asked the Lord to give me the burden to finish this part on emotions.
所以这个三个方面，心思、意志、情感呢，可能就比较完整的，能够与弟兄姊妹交通一次。
So I can share more completely on the mind, the will, and the emotions.
好。所以今天呢，我要讲的就是在情感方面呢，要爱神。
Today I'm going to talk about in our emotion, how do we love God?
那个我们人好，人受造呢是照着神的形象。
God made us according to His image.
所以我们看到神呢，我们知道神他有思想。
We know that our God has mind.
他有智慧。
He has wisdom.
他有逻辑的。
He has logic.
所以当你读罗马书的时候呢，你会发现，圣灵给这卷书给保罗呢，有他的逻辑的思路的。
And when you read the book of Romans, you realize that the Holy Spirit gives Paul that you know as he was writing, there is logic in there.
所以当神造我们的时候呢。我们就像他一样有那个心思。
And so when God made us, we like Him have this mind.
那我们能够思想很多事情, 可以分析事情。
We can think about things and we can analyze things.
然后另外呢, 神他是一位有意志, 意志的神。
And He's a God with a will.
他有意志呢, 他有他的, 目的。
He has His will and He has His purpose.
而且呢, 神的意志是, 非常的坚强的。
His will is very strong.
当他设定了一个目的的时候呢, 他的这个意志呢, 要一定要能够把这个目的完成。
When He sets a purpose, His will accomplish it.
所以当神造我们的时候呢, 我们这个人呢, 也有意志。
So when He made us, He also gave us this will.
然后我们可以做决定。
So we can make a decision.
然后另外呢, 就是, 神造我们的时候呢, 也把我们造得有情感。
When He made us, He gave us emotions too.
有一些人有可能有一种对 他如果不认识神的话, 他对神可能有一种想象。
If somebody doesn't know God, he probably has a kind of imagination about God.
对他想象神可能就是一个那个就是好像很遥很远然后很 很高高在上，然后很公义这样。
He mentioned that God is very far away, very on high and kind of
然后好像就是一些的那个规规条条这样子要人来遵守的。
That He's full of rules that we have to obey.
但是神不是一个冰冷的神。
He's not cold-hearted.
他其实里面有很多的感情感觉。
He is full of emotion and He has feelings.
我们看一下那个诗篇 43篇第4节。
Let's look at Psalm 43 verses, verse 4.
诗篇 43篇, 我们要看一些例子。
We'll look at some examples.
诗篇 43篇第4节。
Psalm 43:4.
我只读前面一半，我就走到神的祭坛， 到我最喜乐的神那里。
And we only the first half. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy.
Okay, 这边有一个 我最喜乐的神。
God my exceeding joy.
对，他那个英文翻译， 你觉得好像是人在喜乐。
In the English translation, it seems like, you know, the man is has the joy there.
但是其实，照我最好的查考，就是原文里面应该主要是讲到神是一个喜乐的神。
In the original, it speaks about God being a God of joy.
所以这边中文的翻译比较像，就是说我那个有一个最喜乐的神啊。
In the Chinese translation, it says more clearly, I go to my joyful God.
而且那个喜乐，它不是只讲喜乐的神，它乃是讲说非常喜乐的神。
It's exceeding joy. This God is full of exceeding joy.
Yeah. 所以那个我们看见那个神呢，是一个有喜乐的神。
That He is a God with of joy.
我们再看那个诗篇 90篇第7节。
And look at Psalm 37. Oh, sorry, 97.
诗篇 90第7.
Psalm 90, verse 7.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled.
然后第9节, 我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。
For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, we spend our years as a tale that is told.
那个你会发现, 神是有怒气的。
That God has anger.
特别是对于在这边他强调是对于罪。 神是恨恶的,
that He hates sins.
所以他这边用, 我没有仔细听他的翻译, 但是他这边用三个字好来形容那个愤怒。他说第七节有两个, 他是怒气, 然后愤怒，然后第九节有个震怒。
He described it three different in three different ways: the anger, the wrath, and also wrath.
Okay, 或是另外一个他用 fury.
Fury.
Yeah. 所以神在这边描写他对一个罪的憎恶，他的那个愤怒的时候呢，我们看见神他的情感里面呢有这个表现。
And we see toward sin, God has this expression in his emotion that he has this anger.
然后神也有他喜欢的东西跟不喜欢的东西。
God has his likes and dislikes.
那个比如说我这边不念好，就是说那个大卫王有一次呢，他犯了，他因为喜爱一个女子呢，他犯了杀人罪。
King David, because he loved a woman and he committed the sin of murder.
然后他也等于是犯了奸淫罪。
He also committed adultery.
啊，当他犯了这件事情的时候呢，圣经上这样写。
And God wrote this in the Bible.
啊，大卫所行的这个事呢，耶和华甚不喜悦。
That God disliked what David did.
然后另外一个例子，那个所罗门刚做王的时候。
When Solomon first became king,
神告诉他说，你要求什么事情呢？你求我可以答应。
God said to him that whatever you ask, you know, I'll give it to you.
然后所罗门没有求很多的荣华富贵金钱。
Solomon didn't ask for riches.
他就求一件事，就是求神给他智慧，所以他能够治理这么多的百姓。
He only asked for wisdom that he can rule his kingdom.
然后这件事情，那个圣经上写说，所罗门很蒙主的喜悦。
In the Bible, it said that you know, Solomon, on this issue, he was liked by God. So God has his likes and dislikes.
我们看一下那个约翰福音十三章。
We look at Gospel of John 13.
约翰福音十三章二十一节。
Verse 21.
约翰福音十三章二十一节，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。”
When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me."
但这边英文翻译是那个 "trouble in spirit" 啊，但是这个中文翻译把它从情感的那个方面表现，他讲说他很忧愁。
In English it's a trouble in spirit, but in Chinese, it expressed his feelings, that he has much sorrow.
然后我们看那个路加福音第十章二十一节。
And in Luke 10:21.
路加福音第十章二十一节。路加福音十章二十一节，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”我就念这边话。
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
所以这那个时候就是，主有一次就是突然圣灵感动他，他就突然欢乐起来。
When the Spirit filled his heart, he rejoiced.
但很多时候啊，我们的主呢是在一些困难的情况里面，他心中欢乐。
Our Lord, many times in difficulty, his heart was rejoicing.
因为他知道那个神的美意本是如此。
He knows that that is the will of God.
最后一个例子哈，其实很多例子。最后一个例子，路加福音二十二章四十三节。
Another example, Luke 22:43.
Okay. 路加福音二十二章四十三节。 有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠于大如大雪点滴在地上。
And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
虽然我这边强调说，耶稣极其伤痛。
That he was in agony.
所以就是说，在他的那个感觉的里面呢。这一次他要上十字架前呢，要与父神分离呢，他里面的感觉是极其伤痛。
That as he he's going to the cross and he'll be separated with his father, and his feeling there is much agony.
所以我想举这些例子哈，让弟兄姊妹知道说，神是有感觉的神。
These examples show us that God has feelings.
他会喜乐。
He's able to be joyful.
然后他会忧愁的。
He has sorrows.
然后他会发怒。
Then he will get angry.
他会有时候会伤痛。
And sometimes he is in agony.
然后我们也看见耶稣在福音书里面他会哭。
Then in the Gospels we see that Jesus cried.
所以意思就是说，神他的感觉，他造我们的时候呢，所以他把那个情感也造在我们里面。
So when God made us, He put feelings in us too.
OK, 好，所以我们这些人呢，有了心思、意志、情感。
So we have a mind and will and emotions.
那这三方面就是常常是同时在那边互相作用，影响我们的生活。
They're simultaneously and influencing our daily living.
但其实有弟兄讲说，前面的弟兄讲说，情感哈，在我们生活当中其实占了很大的部分。
Brothers before us told us that emotions has a you know it's has a great part, a big part in our life.
很多时间的很多的时候，时间里面呢，我们这个人很受情感影响。
Many times we are influenced by our emotions.
你可能喜欢一个事情，不喜欢一个事情。
Maybe we like one thing and not like the other thing.
然后你可能对某件事情很生气，你可以生气很多天。
And maybe we are angry about one thing and we can be angry for many days.
然后当你这个情感在活动的时候，它会影响你的心思。
And when our emotions are acting up, it influences our mind.
当你很喜欢一个事情，你就常常在里面想，对不对？
When we like a thing a lot, we think about it a lot.
当你讨厌一个人的时候，你就常常想到那个人就很讨厌。
When we dislike somebody, every time we think about that person, it's filled with dislikes.
然后它也会影响你的意志。
And it also influences our will.
然后那个，比如说以前我举过例子啊，就是当你选那个结婚的对象的时候。
I list an example that when you are choosing your spouse for marriage.
所以当你那个，我们就常说情感被冲昏头了。
We are all our feelings fill up all our head.
然后就决定就昏头了，他就决定结婚了。
We get kind of dizzy and we just kind of make a decision.
所以情感就影响了你的决定。
So emotions influence our decision.
然后有的人情感受伤。
And some are hurt in the emotions.
当他受伤之后呢，这个人就变成一个可能苦读的人，里面就变成一个忧郁的人，有可能。
When somebody's emotions is hurt, they'll become depressed or very bitter.
甚至说有的人受影响、受创伤，他就决定结束他的生命，那种的悲剧也会发生。
To the extent they might choose to end their lives.
所以这情感哈，在我们身上也有相当大的影响。
So it has a great influence on our life.
另外一方面哈，神造我们给我们情感的时候，可能每个人都不完全一样。
And God, when God made us, maybe each of us we are different in our emotions.
那有的人情感很丰富啊，他像可以适合当艺术家。
Some are full of emotion and they can be artists.
那有的人情感比较收敛一点啊。
Some are more restrained and they keep the emotions in themselves.
然后有的人 情感比较，有人比较热情啊。
And some are more passionate.
然后还有人可能比较情绪化。
And some are more temperamental.
是这样的，我 OK， 不是
emotional.
对 ，emotional. 所以特别是可能。女性比较情绪化。
Women tend to be more emotional.
有可能这个是 不正确，但是
it might not be accurate, but it seems to be like.
Okay, 所以我意思说，每个人都有他的情感，然后这个情感影响我们的生活。
Everyone has his emotions, and these emotions influence our living.
我们现在。OK, 所以神要在我们的情感里面做什么工作呢?
What does God want to work in our emotions?
我们看马太福音第十章。
We look at Matthew chapter 10.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
马太福音第十章三十七到三十九。
Matthew chapter 10, 37 to 39.
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒，得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that takes not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of meHe that find his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it.
最后这一句他说，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
In the last part, he says, he that loses his life for my sake shall find it.
这个生命其实就是魂。
This life refers to the soul.
所以意思就是说，神要在我们身上的魂呢工作。
He wants to work in our soul.
当我们愿意好像所谓丧掉我们的魂的时候呢，我们反而会得着魂。
When we're willing to lose our soul life, we are able to gain it.
所以呢，神要在我们的心思意志情感里面，这个魂里面做这样的工作。
So he's going to work in our mind, will, and emotions.
所以我前面好提过，比如说在心思方面。
Before I talk about in our mind.
当我们还不懂这句话的时候呢，我们心思就照着我们想什么就想什么。
When we don't know this word, we just think what we want to think.
然后我们心思可以乱飘的，乱想。
Our mind can just kind of drift away.
或是说我们就想一些事情其实没有太多价值的事情。
We think about things that are worthless.
然后或是我们想很多事情其实不需要的，反而造成很多的忧虑。
Many times we think about things that only give us worries.
所以我们的心思需要能拯救。
So our mind has to be delivered.
所以如果我们经过有十字架在我们心思里面工作过以后，
When the cross works in our mind,
我们学习收据我们的心思对准我们的主。
We learn to rein in our mind to focus on our Lord.
然后我们多思想主。
And we think more of our Lord.
然后我们心意更新变化呢，就能够多真实的来认识神。
When our mind is renewed, we can truly come to know the Lord.
所以这是我第一次比较着重在心思方面。
The first time I emphasize on the mind.
然后我上一次呢是着重在意志方面。
I concentrated on will the second time.
对，所以大家不一定记得哈，那个意志，我们天然的意志呢要被主降服的。
Natural will has to be subdued by the Lord.
很多时候我们那个意志哈很软弱。
Sometimes our will is very weak.
想要不想做什么事情呢？我们还是去做。
Some things we don't want to do, but yet we go on and do it.
那我们觉得应该要做的，在神面前要做的事情呢，就做不来。
Sometimes we feel we should do before the Lord, we just can't.
所以我们的意志需要被十字架对付呢，好叫我们能够降服在神的意志底下。
So we have to be, our will has to be dwelt with by the cross, that we can surrender our will to the Lord. So that was on the will.
然后今天想要讲到那个情感这一方面。
So today we talk about the emotions.
那个情, 我们的情感也要被对付跟破碎。
Our emotions has to be dwelt with and also to be broken.
Okay.
Before I go on, there's one thing I would like to mention.
我们跟随主啊, 是凭着信心。
We follow the Lord according to our faith.
那个不是凭着感觉。
It's not by our feelings.
很多情况好, 当我们跟随主的时候, 我们觉得
Many times in situations when we feel joyful, we feel like we can follow the Lord.
然后有的时候当我们觉得好像里面很低沉的时候，很平淡的时候， 我们觉得好像就提不起劲。
And when we feel like we're really down inside, we just can't do it.
所以有一件事情弟兄姊妹一定要记得哈， 我们是凭着信心，不是凭着感觉。
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember that we follow the Lord by faith and not by our feelings.
所以不管你在感觉很高或是感觉很低的话， 你的信心的眼目都一定要对在主的身上。
Whether you're feeling up or down, you know, you have to focus your faith on the Lord.
另外一方面呢， 神也会给我们感觉的。
On the other hand, God also gives us this feeling.
对，我记得， 我印象有这一次波饼聚会，我印象很深刻。
When after breaking up the bread, I have a very deep impression.
有一次我， 那时候很多年前了，我通常去聚会的时候， 我就很早到。
That was many years ago when I go to the meeting. I'll be there very early.
然后当我排完椅子以后呢， 我就， 坐在那边， 开始 闭眼睛默想主。
When after I arrange the chairs, I'll be there quieting my heart and thinking about the Lord.
所以有一次那个聚会呢， 当我就一直在那边 思想主的爱， 然后思想主的救恩。
One time I was thinking about his love and his salvation.
聚会还没有开始。
That was before the start of the meeting.
然后我们有姊妹就开始去弹钢琴了，弹诗歌。
And our sister began to play the hymns.
然后我就觉得我就被主的爱所充满。
And my heart was filled with his love.
然后我眼泪就流下来了。
And my tears flow.
那个时候聚会都还没有开始。
That was before the meeting.
所以呢， 神会给我们感觉的。
So God does give us feelings.
当我们能够聚会早点到， 心中有预备的时候， 那更比较容易。
And if we come before the Lord, if we come to a meeting early and prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, we will be able to feel that.
Okay. 所以我们在那个情感上要被对付， 我想到的是两个方面。
In our emotions, we need to be dealt with, and I thought about two aspects of it. Okay.
第一个方面好， 我们在情感上面哦， 有些事情我们很爱很喜欢。
One thing is there are some things that we really like.
这些有可能是人， 有可能是事情， 有可能是东西。
It can be people or things we do or the objects, you know, that we want.
当我们很喜欢， 那个情感里面， 我们很爱很喜欢的时候， 有的时候我们喜欢这些东西已经超过喜欢，超过爱主。
Many times a notion is all filled with these things. We seem to desire and love these things more than our Lord.
所以当这些情况发生的时候呢， 这些东西， 这些情况就成为我们到神面前的拦阻。
These things and situations become a hindrance for us to come before the Lord.
或是说这些东西就成为我们的偶像。
Or these become our idols.
所以我们因为很喜欢嘛。
Because we love it a lot.
我们把情感投注在这些事情的上面。
We pour our emotions onto these things.
我想到一些的例子哈。
I have some examples.
比如说做一些事情。
when we are doing certain things.
对, 不过我这是听说啦,
and this is just from hearing.
比如说一个老弟兄听说他很会照相。
And an elder brother, he knows a lot about photography.
据说他是什么所谓岭南派的传人，不用翻。所以他是这个有北边的有南派的，所以他是南派的一个传人，所以照相技术是很好。It's
very good.
那但是我听说好像有一段的时间呢，神不让他照相。
And there was a certain period of time God did not allow him to, take on this photography.
然后另外一个老弟兄呢，他喜欢音乐，他会弹钢琴。
Another brother, he loves to play the piano.
但是听说神有可能似乎有十年的时间不让他弹钢琴。
And we heard that there were 10 years that God did not allow him to play the piano.
然后我听过那个有一位弟兄叫兰培德弟兄的见证。
And I also heard Brother Lance Lambert's testimony.
他年轻的时候最爱的一个事情呢，就是去看电影。
One thing he loved when he was much younger, he loves to watch movies.
那个时候只有那个卓别林的默片。
Oh, Charlie Chaplin's film.
对，他这个不管怎么样都爱看，很爱看。
He loves to watch the silent film.
但似乎在神面前呢，也对付这件事情。
And he was dealt with before the Lord on this matter.
所以后来他能够克服他这个情感上的这个喜爱。
So he was able to overcome this this desire in his emotions.
那有些情况是东西，我们爱的东西。
Sometimes objects that we love.
我跟随便举啊，可能是男生可能爱车子，我不是不太爱车子。
Maybe men love cars. I don't love cars, but a lot of men they love cars.
那女生可能爱衣服或宝石。
Women maybe they like clothing or precious stones.
当那个情感会在上面，你在上面你就会老是去想它。
The emotions are on those things, and when your emotions are on those things, you think about it a lot.
然后想它就想要。 得到它，或是说想要好好保养它。
When you're thinking about the things, you want it and you want to take care of it.
我搬到这个现在住的房子的以后。
After I moved into the house that we are living right now.
我搬进去的时候，那个草皮都很漂亮。
The grass was very green and nice.
那个树都长得很好。
The trees are really well.
然后搬进去以后，一年死一棵。
After we moved in, it died one at a time, the trees.
其实我也不是故意的，然后就。
It was not on purpose.
我后来跟另外一个邻居。 有一次讲话。
I was chatting with my neighbor.
那个邻居那个时候在3M工作。
He was working at 3M at that time.
然后他说我以前这个房子的屋主呢也在3M工作。
That the previous owner of the house also worked at 3M.
所以他说他每次从3M下班的时候呢，他每天下班都看到我这个屋主在这个 yard 在那边。
And every time after work, he sees that this previous owner takes care of the plants.
然后每个 weekend 呢，都看见他在那个在房子外面在做很多东西。
And he does a lot of gardening every weekend.
所以我相信我前任的屋主非常爱他的这个 yard.
So I believe that the previous owner really loved this yard.
所以有些东西啊，会抓住我们的情感。
Some things capture our emotions.
那个我们弟兄喜欢，也不是喜欢，就是用过一个例子。
Our brother used an example before.
有个弟兄他从小就梦想他能够拿到 PhD.
A brother, when he was young, he dreamed about getting his PhD.
当他在这个教会服事的时候呢，他觉得能力不够。
When he was serving in the church, he finds that he lacked power.
所以当他到神面前祷告的时候，
when he prayed before the Lord,
他发现神 要他放弃他的 PhD.
That God wants him to give up his PhD.
所以下个礼拜他就要最后的答辩。
He has his final defense at the following week.
但是他在主面前挣扎之后呢，他就放弃。
He gave up after struggling before the Lord.
那大家可能会觉得不明白哈，为什么神要我们放弃我们喜欢的东西。
You may not understand why God wants us to give up the things we love.
等一下我会可能就会提到。
I'll mention that later.
有的时候是人。
Sometimes it's people.
所以我们刚读马太福音这边啊，他说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
When in Matthew we read, he that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
所以当我们爱人过于爱神的时候呢，你就会发现我们的情感成为我们的拦阻。
We find that when we love man more than we love God, our emotions become our hindrance.
所以神主的意思并不是叫我们不爱我们的父母跟不爱我们的儿女，不是这个意思。
God's intention is not for us to not love our parents or our children.
他的意思乃是说，我们第一件事情呢，要先爱神。
But first, we have to love our God.
过于我们所亲爱的其他的人。
We have to love God above all others that we love.
所以那个尼弟兄的故事，可能很多人都听过了。
Many of you probably heard Brother Nee's story.
他有一个青梅竹马的那个女孩子。
He has a sweetheart.
从小就认识。
From their childhood days.
对。当我们弟兄信主以后呢，他被主得着。
After our brother come to the Lord, he was gained by our Lord.
但是这个女孩子呢，没有信主，反而爱世界。
But this girl did not believe the Lord, and she loves the world.
所以我们弟兄试着跟她传福音，但是没有用。
Our brother tried to share the gospel with her, but in vain.
但是其实他心里面情感上他是很喜欢爱这个他从小青梅竹马的这个女孩的。
But in his heart, he really loved his childhood sweetheart.
所以有一次他去一个地方讲道。
So when he was sharing a message at a certain place,
他讲到的题目是说，主啊，在天除你以外，在天我还有谁呢？在地我也没有所爱慕的。
That his message was, who have I in heaven and there is none I desire on this earth save only thee.
但他讲完道以后呢，主突然光照他。
And our God illuminated him after his message.
他说啊，我今天讲道说我在地要大家在地上都没有其他爱慕的。
That today when I shared, I want all of them not to have any desire on this earth.
但是我发现我自己呢，我不能讲这句话。
But myself, I couldn't say that.
因为我发现我自己里面呢，还有一件事情是我爱慕的。
That there is still one thing that I desire on this earth.
是可能还超过主了。
And maybe it's above the Lord.
所以当他这样子去在主面前挣扎以后呢？
And after struggling before the Lord,
他就在情感上面把这个人他就放下。
And in his emotion, he let go of this person.
然后他就写了一首诗歌。
And he wrote a hymn.
那个圣徒诗歌319。
And it's in hymnary 319. And 319 is what life, breath, height, and depth. That's all. Yeah.
好。所以这个诗歌呢，是在1923年他21岁写的。
It was in 1923 when he was 21 years old that he wrote this hymn.
Yeah, 在他在神面前把这个人所爱的人放下以后所写的。
After he let go of this person whom he loved, that he wrote this hymn.
很稀奇的，当他放下之后呢， 他有一个感觉是阻碍长阔高升。
It is amazing that when he let go, he has this feeling that God's love, you know, the length and the breadth and the height and depth.
Yeah. 所以第一节他写说，阻碍长阔高升，实在不能推测，不然像我这样罪人，怎能满被恩泽？
What length, breadth, height and depth? What greatness is His love? How else could I, a sinner vile, be in such grace and bliss?
然后第三节哈，他说。我今撇下一切，为要得着基督，生也死也想都不屑，有何使我回顾？
In stanza 3, he says, The dearest things of earth I gladly leave behind, nor life nor death can hold me back, 'tis Christ my soul would find.
哎，很稀奇的，好像我们的弟兄呢，被神的爱充满。
It's amazing that it seems that our brother is filled with God's love in his heart.
那充满之后呢，他可以从心里说，我今天已经撇下一切了。
He's so filled with God's love that he left everything.
然后没有任何事情能够让我回头。
That nothing can hold him back.
然后第六节。
Stanza 6。
你是我的安慰，我的恩主耶稣。除你之外，在天何归？在地何所爱慕
？Jesus, my gracious Lord, my true comfort to be. Whom have I on earth or in heaven to love save only Thee？
你会发现啊，这是我刚刚讲的。除你以外，在天何归？在地何所爱慕
？It was what I mentioned earlier. Whom have I on heaven or in heaven to love save only Thee？
他在这个诗歌里面呢，他可以很诚实的跟主说呢，这句话他得着了。
And in this hymn, he can truly say to the Lord that he is indeed has let go.
Yeah, 所以在地上他也没有所爱慕。
That he has nothing on this earth that he desires.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，你会发现，当他把一个情感那个经过对付之后。
After his emotions is dealt with,
他这个人哈，他被神的爱充满。
This person is filled with God's love.
然后他这个爱被能够单纯的向着神。
This love can be purely towards the Lord.
另外一首诗歌，我们弟兄写的，我是很喜欢，386。
Another hymn by our brother, 386. Olives that have known no pressure never can oil bestow.
你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。
If the grapes escape the wine press, churning wine can never flow.
然后每次的打击都是真利益，这是副歌。
Each blow I suffer is true again to me.
如果你收去的东西，你以自己来代替。
In the place of what thou takest, thou dost give thyself to me.
所以有些时候，当我们以为我们在情感上面放下一些东西的时候，我们以为是损失。
Sometimes we feel that, you know, when we let go in our emotions, certain things it seems like a loss to us.
但是那个是其实是真利益。
But instead, it is true gain.
你什么叫你得？那你是得着什么东西呢
？But what do you gain?
其实主以他自己来代替。
And God gave Himself to you.
你会发现，当你放下你所爱的，你得着的是主他自己。
You realize that when you let go of what you love, what you gain is God Himself.
好。我盼望弟兄姊妹能够有这样的经历。
I really hope you have this experience.
这刚是我想的是一个方面。
That is just one side of it.
另外一个方面哈。
On the other side.
就是我们的情感里面的喜怒哀乐的表现呢。都要受神的管理。
that our emotions or our joy and anger, sorrow or rejoicing has to be uncontrolled before the Lord.
就我们人的那个天然的性情，好，就是我们都活在自己的感觉的里面。
It is human nature that we live in our own feelings.
我们很注重自己的感觉跟情感。
We care a lot about how we feel.
所以当外面有一些刺激进来的时候呢，我们里面的感情就受到搅动。
When we are provoked on the outside, our inside has been stirred up.
所以我刚刚讲到说，当一个人说了一个刺激你的话的时候，
When somebody speaks something that provokes you,
你就觉得你里面受伤，然后愤愤不平。
You feel hurt and not fair.
然后你里面可能就那个情感就很受波动。
And your emotion is all stirred up.
我不晓得为什么这次我想到一个图画。
I thought about this picture.
我就想到那个煮那个 spaghetti 那个酱。
I thought about when you're cooking spaghetti sauce.
然后你把那个酱倒在那个锅子里面。
You put it in the saucepan.
然后你就必须要在那边，我在煮的时候就要一直搅啊一直搅。
You have to keep stirring and stirring.
然后当你那个火很热的时候，它就像 bubble 的那个 boiling。
When it's on, the fire is on high, it bubbles a lot.
所以我们里面那个情感有点像那个 spaghetti sauce.
And our emotions on the inside, it's like the spaghetti sauce.
当一些情况来的时候呢，就在那边搅动。
And when we come to certain situations, it's been stirred up.
有的时候我们脾气被激发起来。
Sometimes our temper has been provoked.
有时候我们就是恨一些事情。
Sometimes we hear certain things and it's all stirred up.
但甚至有一些好像一些不合适的 entertainment， 一些娱乐呢，也会让你短暂的有一些好像很 happy 很快乐的样子。
Sometimes you know some entertainment will make you excited and hyper.
所以我们在这个方面呢，我们情感要被神来管理。
So we need in this area of emotions need to be controlled by the Lord.
我很印象很深一个那个丁荣师老弟兄的一个见证。
Brother Jonah Singh's testimony has a deep impression in my heart.
他的妻子是癌症去世的。
His wife died of cancer.
然后所以当他在大陆国内。那时候他在教会服事，然后他妻子在家里面得癌症。
He was serving in the church and his wife was sick with cancer at home.
细节我不知道，但是我听他讲说，他妻子很痛。
I don't know the details, but I know his wife. He said that his wife was in much pain.
所以每天他们两个老人家在家里面，他照顾他的妻子，这是不容易的事情。
And every day he would take care of his wife at home, and they are both very old. It's not easy.
我记得没错，他持续了好几年。
It went on for a few years.
不，他告诉我们说，他说他以前呢在讲道的时候一直告诉弟兄姊妹一件事。
He told us that when he was speaking sharing brothers and sisters, he always shared about one thing.
他告诉弟兄姊妹要常常喜乐。
He told brothers and sisters to rejoice always.
他说我自己教弟兄，告诉弟兄姊妹，鼓励弟兄姊妹要常常喜乐。那我今天这个样子呢，我还是必须要靠着主常常喜乐。
He said I often encourage brothers and sisters to rejoice in the Lord always. Even in such situation, my own situation, I need to rejoice.
所以靠着主的恩典呢，一方面。我们都是人啊， we are human、okay.
yeah.
然后我们在情感上面会看到自己的心爱妻子在受痛苦，我们当然会难过，对不对？
It's really human nature that we when we see our wife suffering we will be we'll feel her pain too.
所以但是在同个时候呢，靠着主的恩典呢，他能够学习常常喜乐。
At the same time, by the grace of God, he can rejoice always in the Lord.
所以他去聚会的时候呢，他学习常常喜乐。
When he goes to the meetings, he learns to rejoice always.
然后弟兄姊妹就误会他了。
And brothers and sisters misunderstood him.
他说有弟兄有姊妹还弟兄来找他讲话。
Brothers and sisters spoke to him.
他说丁弟兄啊，你老婆在家里面得癌症，你还这么高兴啊？
Brothers and your wife has cancer. I mean, she's at home and you're still so happy.
你怎么看起来都没有那种很忧愁的样子呢？
You don't seem to be sad.
所以有人责怪他了。
And they kind of blame him.
啊，但他们不知道他在家里面流了许多的眼泪。
They don't know that he cried at home.
所以你会发现，我们靠着主的恩典呢，在我们情感里面呢，受到对付。
We know that by the grace of God, our emotion is dealt with.
我们弟兄为着其他弟兄姊妹的缘故呢，学习能够经历神的话的真实，是常常喜乐。
For the sake of brothers and sisters, our brother was willing to learn, to rejoice always in the Lord.
另外有一首诗歌哈，《圣徒诗歌494》。
In Hymnary 494,
It's
a pretty famous hymn.
494首哈，这个我念一下第一节哈。
I'll read the first stanza.
平安如水流，正一路跟随我；忧虑如怒涛，是恒永。你们英文就自己念好，然后不念。任何的遭遇，你已教我能说，我的魂当安息，无所恐。然后副歌就是 It is well, 哦，我魂可无恐。It is well with my soul, 哦，我魂可安息，可无恐。所以有些弟兄姊妹听过这个诗歌的故事哈。
Some of you may have heard about the story behind the hymn.
你看左上角这个弟兄写这首诗歌的时候是1873年。
He wrote it in 1873.
这个弟兄呢住在芝加哥。
He lived in Chicago.
他其实是一个很成功的商人。
He's a very successful merchant.
但是他其实也在主里面服事。
He also served in the Lord.
所以他跟那个穆迪弟兄呢，在芝加哥那边，他学习有些服事。
He served together with Brother Moody.
他在1871年的时候，两年前。
It was 2 years ago in 1871.
他在那个密西根湖呢，买了很多的房子。
He bought many houses on Lake Michigan.
然后投资很多钱下去。
He invested a lot of money.
但是在很不幸的，在几个月以后呢。有一个很有名的芝加哥大火。
And after a few months, there was this fire in Chicago.
所以在1871年的时候，他那个所有投资那个火全部烧光了。
The fire burned down all his investments.
然后两年之后呢，那个穆迪弟兄他们想要去英国有一些服事，有聚会。
Two years later, Brother Moody would like to go to England and have some service over there.
所以这个弟兄呢，就想说。家中曾经有这么大的变化。
Brother was thinking, there's much change in his family.
啊，所以他想说，借着这个机会呢，他想要去英国帮忙服事。
Using this opportunity, he would like to move to England to serve together with Brother Moody.
啊，同时呢，也把他的妻子呢跟四个孩子呢一同带到英国，也许有点休息。
He also thought about bringing his wife and four kids to have a little rest.
他们那个船票都订好了。
They have booked all the tickets.
可是在那个最后的时刻呢，他因为他的那个事业上有点急事，所以他要延后几天才走。
In the last minute, he couldn't leave because of something in his business that he has to deal with.
所以他的那个妻子跟四个小孩呢，就照着原本的安排坐船去英国了。
So his wife left with four kids on the ship.
然后他就留下来要晚一点点再走。
So he stayed back.
很不幸的，那艘船呢，在那个大西洋上面被一个英国的船撞到。
The ship was had a collision with another ship from England in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah. 所以在那个根据报道，十二分钟就沉下去了。
And it went down in 12 minutes.
然后过了几天之后呢，生存的人呢就上了英国的岸。
And those who are still alive, went on shore to England.
然后呢，那个他的妻子就拍了一个电报给他。
His wife sent him a telegram.
啊，就两个字。
Just two words.
啊 ，saved alone. 对，就是他一个人被四个孩子都没了。
She lost all the four kids.
这样，所以过了几天之后呢，他后来搭船还是去英国去了。
So a few days later, he set off for England to meet up with his wife.
所以他当他在船上看见那个海洋那个吞没他四个孩子的那个海。
When he saw the ocean that swallowed up all his four kids.
然后他心中就有了这首诗歌。
This hymn came into his heart.
很稀奇的，他怎么写呢？他说：“平安如水流，正一路跟随我。”
It's amazing how he writes, "When peace like a river attended my way."
那个忧虑如怒涛，是很涌。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
任何的遭遇，你已教我能说，我的魂当安息，无所恐。
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
所以。弟兄姊妹，我们可以想象啊，我们的情感里面失去了我们四个孩子。
Brothers and sisters, you can only imagine in your emotions that when you lose all four kids.
但是我今天没时间，但这首诗歌里面反而讲了许多是神的恩典。
But in this hymn, it speaks a lot about God's grace.
还有主再来的盼望。
That the hope of Christ's return.
所以它里面呢。从主那边得着一个属天的安息。
That from this hymn you can see that in him he has received this heavenly rest and peace from the Lord.
虽然他情感好像经过了伤痕。
Now even though in his emotions there is a hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
好像有wound的一样。
Yeah, there's wound in his emotions.
Yeah.但是呢，他发现呢，他反而得着神一个属天的安息。
But he realized that he has received this heavenly peace.
如果有那个 sorrow 好像那个涌流到他身上的时候呢
？Even though sorrow seemed to be sweeping over him.
然后任何的遭遇呢，他都能够对他的魂讲说 ，It is well.
And in all situations, he can say to his soul, "It is well."
所以我想我举这个例子呢是比较严重一点的情况。
It might be a more serious example.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹能够经历到。
But I really hope you can experience.
你会发现如果回去仔细去想哈，你会发现在你周遭的生活环境里面很多事情常常给你刺激。
You realize that many times things around you kind of provoke you.
它会搅动你的魂，你的情感。
It seems to arouse your emotion and your soul.
这个时候你要活在，我们要活在圣灵的管理的底下。
We need and when that time comes, we have to live and under the control of the Holy Spirit.
然后让神的平安充满在我们心里面。
To let God's peace fill our hearts.
所以神的在我们情感身上要 OK 要做的工作呢第一点呢就是他让我们的情感呢被他所占有让我们单单的爱慕他
The first thing God wants to do within our emotion is to capture our emotion and that it's just filled with the Lord himself
然后慢慢的，我们能够用主的感觉来感觉事情。
And gradually we can use how God his feelings to feel about things.
那就简单讲一下，比如说，当有一次主在旷野的时候，看到很多人。
For example, when he was in the wilderness, he saw many people.
他心中就发了一个怜悯。
He was filled with compassion.
然后这些人好像羊没有牧人一样。
And they were as sheep without a shepherd.
所以他对这些人里面有一个 compassion， 有一个很深的感情。
He has this compassion for these people.
啊，这一点我可能没有时间讲。
I may not have time to tell to speak on this.
我的意思是说，慢慢当我们情感被主得着以后呢。
I'm saying that when gradually our emotion has been gained by the Lord.
然后我们对于人、对于事情、对于东西呢，我们是用神的情感。来发出来的。
That when you know dealing with people or things we do with objects, we show forth emotion from the perspective from
emotion
God.
Emotion comes from our spirit, comes from God.
Yeah.
所以比如说，当我们看到福音朋友还没有信主的朋友
，When we see friends who have not come to the Lord,
过去我们跟他是没有关系的人。
We have nothing to do with this person.
但是问题是，我们的主对他心里面有很深的感情。
Our God feels for this unsaved.
他有个 compassion 对这些失丧的灵魂。
And he has this compassion toward these lost souls.
所以我们根据我们天然的情感呢，我们觉得无所谓。
Our natural emotion, we wouldn't, you know, we think that's, you know, nothing.
这些人呢是是死是活呢，跟我没有直接关系。
That whether they die or not has nothing to do with me.
那但是现在因为有神的那个感情充满在我们里面。
But when God's emotion fill our hearts.
当主对这些人里面是火热，是感觉很深的时候呢
？When our God has such great feelings for these people.
所以我们才能够用神的感觉来对待这些朋友。
Then we can use God, how God, His feelings to feel for these people.
所以这只是一个例子。
This is just an example.
对于我们的亲人，对于我们的弟兄姊妹，同样的道理。
It's the same to us, our relatives or brothers and sisters.
对啊，所以我最后问一个问题呢，就是我们在情感上面有没有真的被主抓着得着呢？
I want to ask you guys a question. Are we captured by the Lord in our emotions?
对我们里面的感情对于神好像是漠不没有什么关系，很冷淡呢。
Do we care about God?
还是说在我们心里面对神有一个单纯的爱慕呢
？Or do we have this pure love for the Lord?
这个经过神的得着之后呢，神能够把我们。单单的炼净，能够爱慕他。
When we are gained by the Lord, He can purify us, that we love only Him.
Okay, 好，我想我今天就交通到这边。
Oh, am I sharing here?
啊，希望弟兄姊妹能够从尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意来爱神。
I hope you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
我们要注意我们的心思、意志跟情感的光景。
We have to be really aware of our situation and our mind, our will, and our emotions.
啊，这三方面都要被主得着。
It all has to be gained by the Lord.
啊，我想这是今天借用一些时间，因为这是今年最后一次交通。从我的角度来看。
I just want to you know use this time to share with you.
Okay, 我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主在这里，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
为了这个过去这一年。
For this past year.
虽然还没结束，但是我们感谢主。
Even though it has not ended, but Lord, we thank you.
我们承认我们很多地方还要学习。
We know we have a lot to learn.
我们这个魂很需要主在我们身上对付，并且得着。
Lord, our souls need to be dwelt by you and to be gained by you.
把这个负担。摆在我们心里面。
Put this burden in our hearts.
把这个愿望也摆在我们心里面。
And put this this hope in us.
但愿主更多得着我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
And Lord, you gain us for yourself.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in your precious name. We pray.
Amen.